Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh at 6:30 on a Thursday morning, first day of October. And cool, 48 degrees out. Fox's Matt Finn reports on the wildfires ravaging California.
In California, more than 17,000 firefighters are battling 26 major wildfires that have burned more than 3.8 million acres. California's governor declaring an emergency in three counties and has asked President Trump for a major disaster declaration. In Northern California this afternoon, the Shasta County Sheriff confirmed the fourth death related to the Zog Fire, now at 51,000 acres and just 7% contained. In California's famed Napa and Sonoma counties, the Glass Fire has burned 48,000 acres and is just 2% contained. This year's fires in the Napa region are considered catastrophic. Entire vineyards and resorts were gutted by fire. A wine expert says most of the grapes could be ruined from weeks of smoke.
A Cal Fire spokesperson says since the beginning of 2020, there have been 8,100 wildfires statewide in California. The grandparents of a 10-year-old girl killed in a crash near Biola have filed a lawsuit against a truck driver involved in the collision, as well as his employer. The crash also killed the girl's mother and three younger siblings. Mark and Carrie Brady are identified as plaintiffs in the suit filed Tuesday in Sedgwick County District Court. Defendants are 31-year-old Andrew Specht and his employer, L.B. White Trucking. The mother and her four children died September 25th after their Ford Expedition collided with a loaded grain truck at the intersection of 71st Street South and 263rd Street West, north of Biola. Mark and Carrie Brady are seeking damages in excess of $75,000. With the coronavirus pandemic showing no signs of loosening its grip on the U.S., Fox's Jonathan Sary has more on how Americans' lives are being impacted.
The NFL is postponing Sunday Steelers-Titans game after a fourth player with Tennessee tested positive for COVID-19. In a memo obtained by ESPN, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell informs team executives this is not unexpected. There will be players and staff who will test positive during the season. Each of us has a special responsibility to keep others safe and healthy. New case increases in nine New York neighborhoods have driven the city's test positivity rate above 3% for the first time since June. The city allowed restaurants to resume indoor dining today, but limited capacity to 25%.
There are over 7 million coronavirus cases and more than 200,000 COVID-related deaths in the U.S. American Airlines and United Airlines say they will furlough 32,000 workers between them because negotiations in Washington have failed to produce more federal aid for the industry. Airlines have lost billions of dollars because of a steep slump in travel during the pandemic. The airlines and their labor unions are lobbying for another $25 billion in taxpayer money to pay workers for six more months through next March. Some hospitalized patients have gone months without seeing friends or family because of the COVID-19 restrictions.
But that has now changed for hospitalized veterans in Wichita. The Dole VA amended its visitor policies this week after seeing a drop in cases in Sedgwick County. Chief of Staff at the Robert Dole Medical Center, Dr. Robert Cummings, tells KSN News patients can now have one visitor per day.
Patients do lean on their family members for support, particularly if they're in the hospital for a significant a medical illness or surgical procedure.
Visitors will be screened for COVID-19 before being allowed in. This Salute to Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, now open with safety guidelines, curbside and carryout available. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Mostly clear and cooler this morning. It is going to be sunny and breezy throughout today with a high 65. Dry and quiet weather will continue tonight. Our low 44, and as high pressure moves on off to the east tomorrow, winds will turn back to the south with a high 68. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 48 degrees, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. 6:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS, October 1st, 2020. On this date in 1971, Walt Disney World opened near Orlando, Florida. And I have been to Walt Disney World and Disneyland as well. Great theme park. Have to wait a little bit in line, I guess, but quite a bit sometimes to get on those rides. But this is the day that the park in Florida opened.
Ah.
A flash that streaked across the sky over parts of Pennsylvania and Ohio early yesterday is being attributed to a random meteor. Social media users in the Pittsburgh area reported seeing a fireball shortly after 4 a.m., saying it flashed across the sky briefly before disappearing.
It's aliens!
A security camera in an Ohio town near Pittsburgh captured the sight. The American Meteor Society, the nonprofit group, says it got more than 200 reports of fireballs over eastern Ohio. Robert Lunsford of the group says an object the size of a softball can create a flash as bright as a full moon.
Wow.
Yep. He suspects the one yesterday was probably a bit larger than that.
Just a little larger than a softball.
Sure. Everyone who sees it all over the place is reporting it. It sounds like there's 300 meteors and there's only one. Anyway, 6:13 this morning, 6:36 this morning with Steve and Ted, and mentioned the birthdays of Jimmy Carter yesterday. Oh, this is very interesting to me that Ford County is going to have an $8 billion project. Ford County, of course, is that's where Dodge City is. This is out in the southwest part of the state. And they're going to have talk about a wind project coming to southwest Kansas, big wind farm in Ford County. And was it last couple of years ago when Shelley and I went to New Mexico on our trip and went through southwest Kansas? I had been through there for several years. And I'll tell you what, it starts about the time you get out of town going west from Wichita.
You start seeing.
You see them. And they're along the route all the way down the border there. We don't have any in Sedgwick County, though.
Nope.
Of course, that would be, if they tried to put them up here, there would be a lot of people coming out saying they don't want that to happen. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, a lot of uproar in Reno County over the last couple of years over potential projects there in Reno County, so not too far from here.
Ford County's looking at 1,000 permanent jobs out of that, and it's, you know, that's sizable impact. Boy, those things are monstrous up close to those.
Yeah.
Those propellers or whatever they're called, those things are huge. Probably seen them on a truck being hauled around the state. Anyway, when we went to Southwest, we went on a trip the other day down toward that way and with my granddaughters. And anyway, a lot of wind farms in southwest Kansas and big development in Ford County. 6:37, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is a Thursday morning, and we're going to have, as Jad was mentioning in sports, the Thursday night football tonight, a couple of losers playing. But tomorrow at 8:15 or 8:10, we were going to have on, of course, Mitch Holthus, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's right.
They're going to turn around after they played Monday, right? They're going to turn around and play Sunday again.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chiefs, who do I have? Where are they at?
They got New England
Patriots.
They
got New England at home without Brady, right?
Yeah, no Tom Brady.
But still, it's...
Well, Bill Belichick, so...
Yeah, Belichick with his with his funny sweatshirts.
His funny sweatshirts and, yeah.
Yeah, Chiefs fans don't much care for old Bill. But that's coming up Sunday afternoon at about 3:25 is game time.
And, of course, his, you know, regard for the rule book.
Yep. And you can hear, of course, you can hear the ball game Sunday right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, your radio home for the Kansas City Chiefs. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Time for the commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Steve and Jad. There was some higher cash cattle trade in our north feed yards yesterday. The live cattle and feeder cattle had early session upside and was near the highs of the week on Wednesday. When the USDA grain stocks were released yesterday morning, they caused the grains to shoot higher. This caused selling to take over in our cattle complex. This resulted in negative closes with as much as triple-digit losses in the feeder cattle. Lean hogs traded mixed, and all contracts closed positive on mostly inside trading session. At the close yesterday, December live cattle, 77 cents lower, 112.35. November feeders, $1.72 lower, 142.05. And December lean hogs were $1.12 higher, 63.10. Now, Wednesday's USDA grain stocks report for the corn and soybean September 1 stocks were lower than the low side of the pre-report estimated ranges. Now, with the current downside that we had been seeing in our grain market, this gave plenty of room to push the wheat, corn, and soybean futures yesterday into double-digit positive closes. At the moment, we are looking at December KC wheat trading 2 pennies lower at 507.75. December corn's up 3.75 at 382.75, with November soybeans 8.75 higher at 1032.25. November crude oil, 55 cents lower, 39.67. December gold, $9.30 higher, 1904.80. December S&P, 32.25 points higher, 33.84. December dollar index, 23 cents lower, 93.70. And December Dow Jones futures, 249 points higher, 27,913. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Gosh, I didn't even ask you yesterday who won the debate. You know, we tend to believe in America that debates are like ball games. Somebody has to win, somebody has to lose. But when the rules are all violated by everybody, how can you call it a ball game? You know, how can it could be? Everything's a competition. My team's better than yours, blah, 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 blah. You know, trash talk, the whole thing. It's become quite a, you know, quite a deal there. I'm sure you know who won that debate, don't you?
Well, in my mind, I got a feeling, but it was kind of an interesting situation. I did watch the whole thing.
Oh,
I'm even surprised I managed to watch the whole thing.
Yeah. Shelly, my wife, tried to. She couldn't stand it. I'm going to quote Jad here a while ago. He says, "I don't know who the winners were, but I know who the losers were."
Very good comment, Jad.
The people of the United States of
yeah,
America.
I think we all lost.
Yikes.
Well, let's just hope the next one's better.
Did we learn? I'm sure we people learn things, okay? But were they valuable things that you want to learn? You know? Do they have anything to do with the running of the country? Well, I don't know. Anyway, we got an election coming up. We've got two more debates. We're going to have one of them, at least right here on KNSS. And I'm sure that you'll be interested in what happened. A couple of newspapers are saying, hey, cancel the last two. A couple of big newspapers say, hey, cancel the last two. There's no good then.
I tell you what, you listen to all the rhetoric out there about what newspapers, radio, TVs are saying about things, and it's like, you know, most time it doesn't happen that way. You know, like cancel them. Matter of fact, there's a lot of them said the first one will never take place.
Yeah, I know. There's all the speculation, you know. Anyway,
I almost call it, you know, a bunch of bull quite often.
No.
Speculation is just a bunch of bull.
Really? I know I've heard your wife say that about some of your speculation.
She might even have another word after bull, right?
Good have. Good. Yeah. Bull-oni.
Bull-oni.
All right. Thank you, Tom. 642 now, Steve and Ted. KNSS. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, Social Security factoids. Don's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.